Hi, I'm Eric.
I'm Drew Brees.
And I'm Macklemore.
And Macklemore, is that what you said?
Yeah.
And where I made it first.
Celebrity edition.
Oh, man. I'm going to have to figure out a way to input in that whole sound check thing into the beginning of this without it being like 5 minutes long with the gain.
Yeah, put it at the end. Little bit of tidbit, insider tidbit for you people to listen to at the end. Motivation to listen to it all.
Yes.
Or not listen to it at all.
Or not. I mean, you can't skip.
Definitely listen to it all.
No one skips in podcasts.
What? No one ever fast forwards or anything
never,
like that.
Never. Everyone always like
that's not
hangs.
A thing. That doesn't
no,
if you, and especially if you listen to ones that have commercials, you never just like skip 30 seconds multiple times and go through the commercials. Right? Right? Ever?
Never.
I never
that's
do
the
that.
That's the best part.
Commercials are the entire reason that I tune into podcasts.
Absolutely. Tell me more about Blue Apron.
And audible.com.
And Audible.
Because nobody knows what Audible is.
Wait, what is Audible, Eric? Don't.
No, I'm not going to go into this spiel.
Don't do it. We're not.
Like, seriously, though? I'd love to hearing some of these commercials as if somebody like has not heard of Audible before and they're hearing it for the first time and that person's sitting in their car or on the train going, holy fuck!
Books no read more?
I get books read to me? I thought I had to keep around this old Walkman. Shit.
What? How much is it for mommy voice? Mommy, read to me.
Oh, God. All right. So welcome to the I Made It First podcast, everybody. I am drinking. Yeah, Audible Edition.
Audible, yeah.
Today, I am drinking from Prescott Brewing. They're a Chocolips chocolate porter, which
ooh.
Is delicious.
I am drinking a Deschutes Fresh Squeezed IPA.
It's a very good IPA.
Which is actually surprising to me that I like it better in cans than I do draft.
Really?
I don't know why. Like, every time I get a draft, I'm just like, yeah, it's a decent IPA.
Yeah.
And then my wife bought some for me. She's like, you like Deschutes, right? I'm like, yeah, you can't go wrong with Deschutes. And I cracked it open. I was like, this is really good. Yeah, I don't know what to say.
The aluminum does something
to
it.
I guess. Yeah. Give me some of that sweet Alzheimer's.
Have you had this before?
It's
like
one?
Super chocolatey. It's
holy
like someone
fuck.
Took a porter and just dumped Hershey's syrup into
dude, yeah,
it.
Yeah, that is drinking straight chocolate.
Yeah, it is.
That's what like you... that's like Coors Light, and you just went Nesquik to fuck on that shit.
And what are you drinking, Chris?
I'm gonna pull on you, Eric. I have a Husbrewing coffee Kolsch.
Nice.
You just send them an email and be like, hey, we talk about you guys
like all the time.
All the time.
Like all the fucking time.
Want to keep that
give
going?
Give us beer. Yeah. Want to make sure that we don't talk about Prescott.
Or Deschutes.
Or Mother Road. Or no, we'll probably still talk about Mother Road.
Yeah, Mother Road's pretty dope too. Anyway. Glad we're all drinking some good beer, so I'm happy to hear about it.
Yay!
Good beer.
Chris isn't super duper hungover, so this podcast
yes.
will probably get a little bit more commentary from him this time.
Yeah, kind of fun. Maybe. We're actually doing a week back-to-back here,
yep.
And then actually back-to-back-to-back, because next week we're going to be at Game On, aren't we?
Nope.
Oh,
week after.
2 weeks.
We might do another one this next weekend.
I'm not against it.
Since yeah. someone's not going to be able to be at there for recordings.
I will be, not until Savic.
Yeah.
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 So.
That's not until like next month.
We've got some steady work going for us, dude. You're going to be like missing out on some stuff.
I missed
so.
One thing. One
mm-hmm.
one thing.
Quite possibly the best thing.
Yeah. I would, more than, well, Game On's going to be awesome. I'm looking forward to that like crazy.
Yeah.
I was really looking forward mm-hmm. to Sabacon, and it's unfortunate that I have to miss out. But hopefully that just means that it's the start of something beautiful. We can start doing like some major circuit stuff.
Yeah.
Although I can't imagine why any sane person would be like, you know what I really enjoy listening to are these three fucking idiots talking. You know what I enjoy more is seeing them live.
Looking at their ugly faces.
Looking at these ugly, ugly motherfuckers.
I can't speak for SabatonCon, but I do know that the person that signed us up and like scheduled us for Game On actually did listen to us because she made a point to say, you guys are a little explicit. So we're going to need to put you in the late hour. Fine by me.
You could figure that out, though, just by looking at any of our podcast series where it says explicit on every single one of our...
Oh, yeah, but yeah. No, she specifically called out some stuff.
Cool. Dope. Hey, you know what? There's one listener.
Yay!
We got one.
One confirmed.
Cha-ching.
Now up to four.
Now we'll talk about Audible.
Did you know that robots can read books to you?
Oh my God.
So awesome. The robots are going to kill you in your sleep.
Chapter 1. 01. 0001. 1110111. 1011011001100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100
It's off to a good start.
Oh, I almost passed out. And you want to pay someone to do that?
Wait, you get a free trial with Amazon Prime.
Oh my
I think.
God, we're fucking doing an ad. I promise we're not.
We have no actual, like, no one gives us any money for
this
shit.
No, this is bad.
No.
No one wants to pay us for
this. This is worse. It's worse because we're talking about it.
And not getting paid for it. Oh, man.
At least back to beer, I felt good about myself still. Now I just feel dirty.
We can talk about more beer. Or we can talk about video games.
Oh, maybe. Yeah. Maybe we should talk about what this podcast is for.
Yeah. You mean a video game podcast? Sorry.
Yes.
Yep.
Sorry. Video game podcast.
Better.
Okay.
I did kind of hear that in the back of my mind a couple days ago when I was on an interview with Jim Law from Formula Drift. I'm just like, I should probably talk about games now.
Instead of just,
it's like 20 minutes of just cars and whatnot, and then you're like, oh yeah, there's like this game that we're supposed to talk about to go with this.
I like the idea of you just like stopping in mid-sentence and being like, this is a video game podcast.
Just suddenly yell it out. He's sitting there on his phone, and he's like, Okay.
What did I agree to?
What's this fucker want? Oh, Jesus.
We want you to read this book.
No, listen to this book. All right. We'll start with Jason this week.
Oh, Jesus. So I've just been balls deep in Neo, like nonstop. And I am kicking myself more and more. I'll go back and forth on it. I didn't pick it up when it first came out just because I've talked about this before. I talked about it last week. I'm not huge on the whole Souls mentality of just being hard for the sake of being hard, and I agree that there's some get good behind it, but I wish that the motivation behind it, I guess, is really the thing about it that always bugs me about all these other stupid games. Bloodborne, Dark Souls, a lot of fun, a lot of technicality behind them, great stuff like that, but at the end of the day, you get to a point where you're just like annoyed and you don't care to move forward because there's just no motivation, there's no reason to other than the, oh, get good, or I want to know what comes up next. Which is great if that works for you.
No! I want to know!
No!
Wow, okay.
That's horrible. But what's great about Neo is that there's actually a conducive storyline and levels. Some people love the fact that all of Dark Souls, all of Bloodborne is all one giant level and you have to like trek through it all constantly. And if you want to get back and forth to whatever places and jazz like that, sure, I guess, but having to kill the same four demons over and over and over again ad nauseum, just, it eventually doesn't become fun. I enjoy playing the first time when everything's still a surprise and you have to be sneaky and it's all new. That's what Bloodborne, that's what Dark Souls is fun for me. Neo is just that. So there's only levels. It's always going to be new. Yeah, you'll do some replay on some levels, but it's not like you have to like, hey, I want to go to the blacksmith now. I guess I got to run for like 5 hours back in the other direction, refighting everything I just fought to get here. And just so boring.
Hopefully two assholes in tunics don't show up with giant doors.
Yeah, that too. I mean, there is an online component. There's a lot of similarities to it all. The skill behind it, I enjoy the fighting style a lot more in Neo. I was lucky enough that when I finally decided to pick it up, I found like the complete collection for like $25. So it's been fantastic. And I can tell it's already going to sink in a lot of my time. Looking online, it's looking like 80 hours plus.
You found the complete collection? This game didn't come out that long ago.
A year.
Has it been a year? No, it hasn't.
2 years ago at E3. And then, yeah, I think September was like a year. Not this last September.
Where the hell is the time gone?
I know. It's way too fast.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and they're already talking about Neo 2.
Well, yeah, because it's been 2 years since it was at E3 and a year since it came out.
So it's been fun. It's been a blast. Like I said, I enjoy it. There's actually a story. Is it a great story? No. It's still a Souls game style like thing where it's just like you only care to get good and get by, but at least it is an actual story. I don't have to read about a fucking item to find out that there was some lord in some manner that cared about this. A lot of fun. I enjoyed it. Visceral action about being able to choose your playstyle and your stance is really interesting. A lot of the Japanese history behind it, how they convey people talking Japanese versus English because your character's English, and the way the main bad guy flips between languages is really good. I will also say that the most beautiful thing about it is the face tracking. Like, yeah, it has some great faces in their CG, in their movies. So, pretty cool. Enjoy it. I haven't beat it yet. Like I said, I'm probably in it for a very, very, very long haul. And a great surprise.
So you say it's got an online component. Does it require online capabilities,
Absolutely
though?
Absolutely not.
Because I was under the impression that it was.
No.
I guess I didn't look enough into this game.
No, I actually played like the first two levels completely offline without any idea. And even playing offline, you can still summon, quote-unquote, people to fight. Like, you can be like, hey, I want to fight this person or whatever, and it'll summon someone, and I thought I was just doing an amazing job. Turns out I'm just playing against AI, but now a little bit further on, and I'm still okay. I mean, there's some people now that have been playing it forever, and these are the people that are still playing it, so they just kind of get in there and run train. But hey, you know what? It's still fun. I don't feel like when I die, it's as like regretful as it is now. You still have to be careful. You can't just run in there and swing and hope to win and jazz like that. You have to have a strategy. You have to play around, hop around. But it's, I don't know, it's just far more enjoyable, entertaining, I should say. It's not as punishing and it's not as like grueling. And if you want the grueling and you want the punishment, go play a Souls game. If you don't like that part of the Souls games, but you like the idea of how you play Souls games, Neo's the game for you. Because it's fun, man. It's just a lot of fun.
Sorry, I just realized that my power cable came undone on my Mac.
Oh, man, that would have been great to just, like, end it halfway through.
Yeah, that would be fantastic. I'm like,
why is the power still going down? It's supposed to be, oh, it's not charging. Hooray for magnetic power coupling.
Macintoshes.
Yay.
Bane of my existence is what it is.
But, yeah. No, that's been about it. I mean, it's only been a week, so I've been pretty hardcore on that.
Nice. All right, Chris. What have you been...
Well, I did download Moss.
Yay!
So I played that for about 20 or so minutes today on my Oculus Rift.
Nice.
Until I'm like, all right, I gotta take this thing off my head.
Is it heavy or just...
Yeah, it was getting like hot because there's a screen like an inch away from my face.
Yep.
But, like, yeah, you gotta make sure you have a fan on.
Yeah. And I don't quite have my space set up quite right because there was definitely a couple times I did hit stuff on my desk. Let me reach this. Oh, there's a thing there.
That's when you should be streaming, man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That is the one thing that I liked about playing it on the PSVR, because I could look down and see down at my feet and see, like, how far I had moved in the living room to see if I needed to, you know, step back or something like that, or how close am I to the dog bed? Shit like that. So are you playing it seated or are you playing standing?
Seated. So I'm seated at my desk. And then.
And how intense is this first-person shooter?
So intense.
So intense.
For those that don't know, you referenced that Steam review, right?
Yes.
I was like, oh, this is a seated game and it's like a puzzle game. I didn't know it was that. They should tell you that.
Like, if you didn't, like, read or watch anything about a game.
You don't look at the genre of game that it sits in called puzzle.
I wish that I just had such disposable income that I was just like, you know what? I'm just going to buy every fucking VR game. no qualms. Just like, I'm going to buy this. And then, like, months later,
Moss,
when I finally
get into it. Moss, that's a cool name. I'm going to buy it.
I'm going to buy it. Maybe it's about VR growing Moss.
I don't know what... Like, what part of any of that makes you think that it's going to be, like, this intense action game? It's called Moss, for Pete's sake.
I don't know. In this day and age, you know, you can't go off the name too much. I mean, you have Goat Simulator, for Christ's sake, so...
And it's a goat simulator.
No,
it's exactly
not.
What it's
no,
called.
No, it is not. It is anything but a goat simulator.
You have games called Bloodborne.
Yeah.
Doom.
Bloodborne's not even first person, though. Like, if you played that in a VR setting, that'd be rough. That'd be rough.
What about Goat Simulator in VR?
I bet you could do it. I bet you there is a Goat Simulator VR. They just, like, shovelware the fuck out of that title. So it wouldn't surprise me at all if there's, like, a VR title and, like, three add-ons for it that you can spend $5 for or listen to an Audible ad for.
You know what's going to be rough? Hellblade in VR.
Oh, oh man. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
There That's is a VR mind.
Mindfuck.
Oh my god, VR Mutator, official goat simulator.
Called it.
Oh my god, I don't want to look at that.
No, anymore. It'll be stupid. Yeah. It'll be garbage. I mean, all those games, if you legitimately love Goat Simulator more than just be like, huh, it's funny because you like hit stuff with a goat, then I don't know what you're doing as a gamer. Like, honestly, it's just like, you're probably the same person that's like, I love the game I Am Bread, or that one where you have to like touch the mayo. There's that one on the PS4 was just like, I'm mayo, and you have to just, all you have to do is hit X 10,000 times. That's it. And you get a platinum. That's,
yes.
Yeah. So people just literally sit there and hit X, and then the mayo like will say stuff or change like theme or whatever. But it's literally just standing, staring at a jar of mayo.
Sounds like Game of the Year.
Dude, I'm telling you.
Jason platinumed it.
Absolutely.
How much is that one?
I don't know, but I'm willing to bet it's like at least $2. I have
now
no idea.
Have to look that up too.
I just know of the game. I haven't actually looked into it too much just because the idea of some of these ridiculous games is always great to me. I did almost buy the VR cat game. I was like almost all over that, where you're walking around and you have to like knock stuff off of desks because you're a cat.
Oh,
and that's what they do. That's what you should get into.
Oh, it's My Name is Mayo, and it's $1 on Steam.
There we go. So it's probably $2 on PS4.
Yeah, it's probably
$2.
Yep.
Yeah. You're just literally tapping mayo. Like, that's it. That's the entire game.
Yep.
Nice.
Oh, my God. Stick it in the jar. The story is the reward.
That's right. That's all it is.
One amazing game mechanic.
Literally press X to game.
Oh, press X to...
Gross. For mayo?
Press X to mayo.
That's too much.
Press
I can't
X
do
to
it.
Mayo.
I can't. The mayo.
Oh, all the mayo.
Gotta fill the jar.
Give this mayo my mayo.
We just came up with DLC.
So you guys are really explicit.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Got the DLC version. Fill the jar.
Why does the mayo have a whipped cream bikini?
Because you gotta fill it.
Oh my god.
Is that a real thing?
Yes, it's a real thing.
Real fucking game, Chris. What do you think? I'm just like sitting here being like, oh, I'm gonna talk about some shit off my top of my head.
No, I'm talking about like the bikini.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Oh yeah, no, it's a real thing. Chris, go on to Slack and go into our random channel and... There you go.
We're literally sending each other like memes now on this podcast.
We've done that before. Thank you very much.
Ridiculous. Ridiculous.
That is exactly what it looks like. I could always just do a screen share instead, but this is a little bit more fun.
Yeah, a little more fun. But yeah, there's so many games. So again, I wish I had that disposable amount of income that I could just warrant buying this crap.
You mean no wife and no kid? Disposable income.
Oh, yeah, speaking of, yeah. I am looking for Seat Watch 2018. Looking for your gaming rig seat driving simulator watch. Watch.
Yes.
He can't fit that onto his wrist.
God, you're dumb. God, you're dumb. So dumb.
How much longer are we out, Chris? About a week out?
I need to talk to Nick, but it'd be too much longer, I would think.
Because you're building a full-on racing rig, right?
Yep.
Where'd you get the seat from?
Elite Auto Finishes.
But what is the seat? Like, it's a real car seat, that's what I'm wondering.
Yep, from the RX-8.
Nice. Full power controls and everything.
Yep.
So you can adjust it forwards and back. Does it have lumbar support?
Yes.
Nice.
Oh my gosh.
Wait, full mechanical lumbar support?
I believe so.
Yes!
This rig's going to be more expensive than my actual car.
And I did just pick up Forza Horizon 3.
In anticipation for 4?
Yep. Nice. And was able to get like the whole, like, it was like $39 or something like that, but it came with everything. Like the expansions, the other car packs, all the DLC. Nice. I was like, oh, you saved like $107 if you bought all this originally.
That's like the way to buy games anymore, as sad as it is. Like Neo, for example, $25, I got everything. Forza 3, $30, $40, got everything.
And you want to know the easy way to make sure that, you know, that just happens in general? Make all the DLC available when the game comes out instead of just, like, sending out an unfinished game?
You know how much... Oh, you mean as one package?
Yes.
Yeah, I was about to say, you know how much of, like, foul people would call out if you're just like, hey, here's the game, and we're also releasing it at the exact same time. All 5 packages for you to purchase individually. Like, people would cry foul for that. Even though that is exactly what they're fucking doing.
Oh, yeah. Because they'll have a lot of that shit in there, and it's like a 500K download to unlock the DLC.
Yep.
Fuck you.
Yeah, if you think that they're still working on a game, like, past launch that much, that they're like, oh, man, we gotta make these brand new DLCs because we're just doing so great. No. Sorry, everybody. They've got this all very well planned out for the most part. And are already planning on having these DLCs at launch time. And they're literally cutting out stuff of what they could develop for the game anyway for an idea of getting more of your money.
Yep.
Obviously, of course, there are like smaller publishers and stuff like that who will release the title and be like, oh, we're doing a lot better than we thought. We made some good money. Let's make a DLC. Those will typically be further down the line, i.e. CD Projekt Red and The Witcher series and stuff like that. They had plans for all of those, but they did a little bit more than what they originally planned on.
Weird shit like the Senua's Sacrifice. So the Hellblade people that just decided to spend 2 years post-release of that game making a VR experience of it.
Or as I hate to bring up, but it's very topical, holy fuck, I can't remember the goddamn title.
Oh, it can't be that topical.
It's very topical because it's, I want to say Last Man Standing, but it's not. It's it's not Tim Allen running around playing games with his 3 daughters. Although, you know, they did make a Tool Time video game. Where's this Last Man Standing video game?
It would only be picked up by the right wing.
So? No, fuck, the space game. God.
The space game.
Yeah, they just released, like, finally multiplayer, the thing that they probably...
Oh, No Man's Sky.
No Man's Sky, there we go. Oh, No Man's Sky.
Multiplayer.
Well, they finally brought out that you can finally meet up with people,
It's a small amount of multiplayer.
But what I'm trying to say is that here we are, a game that's now, like, what, 2 years past development, and they're still making stuff for it because they're trying to keep up with what they originally promised.
Well, and that's because the game's finally at a point where it... should have been released at.
Yes.
As opposed to.
Yes, this is what it should have been.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, like, if you jump into it now, you probably get a full playable experience out of it instead of the hollow pond of ugliness that we got to play with.
Who I really feel bad for, and I say really feel bad for beyond us, I feel a bit bad for Sony because you pay for the exclusivity of a game. Like, that's how they do it now. It's like they give them so much money to make the game, and they're like, okay, well, it'll be... either 100% exclusive or it'll be timed exclusive. And the game was such utter shit during the exclusive part with Sony that now when it's finally good is when they're able to release the Xbox version. And I feel kind of bad for Sony. Like, only a little bit, but still a little bad for them just because of that.
Them's the gambles.
Yep. Them's the breaks.
Yep.
Oh, well.
But anyway, that just goes to show that... shit's constantly being developed, but these major publishers, they're definitely not, like, no.
Yeah.
Sorry. It's all done. They're moving on by the time they release, period, and they just have timed releases. That's all it is.
So, Chris, you're going to be buying Forza Horizon 4, obviously, when it comes out.
Right.
Is this going to be on Xbox or PC?
Probably be on my PC.
Yeah.
But it's got the Xbox Play Anywhere, so it works on both.
Yeah.
And with the Game Pass, I should already
have it. Oh, that's right. Yeah, you got the Game Pass now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As if we don't get a review copy, please send us one.
Yes.
And an Xbox One X.
We need review copies.
Yeah, why wouldn't we get a review copy?
Yeah.
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 It'd be great.
Yeah.
They have us out to their thing every single year.
Yeah.
Give us some shit.
And Chris threaded the needle.
That's right. He did. He did thread
the
needle.
He was one of the only people to thread the needle. I got close.
Oh, yeah.
Then I beefed it right on the side of the rail. Or on the side of the cement.
Just like real life.
Yep, just like in real life. Beefed it right on
beefing,
the edge.
Beefing constantly.
Oh, dear God.
Gross. Fill that jar. Fill that jar.
No, don't fill the jar.
Stop pressing X.
No pressing X. Keep your hand off of X. Thank you very much.
All right, Eric.
Anything else, Chris? Yeah.
That's about it. I did play a little bit of Raptor Rejects, but that's kind of meh.
Kind of meh. Well, we kinda will meh. Say it is still an alpha build.
Yes.
So.
And
Raptor Rejects, if people don't know what we're talking about, Chris.
That's a Cyanide Happiness top-down battle royale game.
The weirdest like battle royale game out there
with their comic style.
Yeah, their comic style, and it all takes place after the Rapture has taken most of the population of the world, and so they're all the rejects that are left behind, right?
Yep. So they kind of just go, "Fuck it, we're gonna start killing each other, running around naked,
murder spree." The best is the video that they did for it for its release.
Yeah, the announcement.
It was awesome. The guy that was like praying to Jesus all the time, and his roommate gets picked up instead of him, and he just downs an entire bottle of bourbon and then just runs out in his underwear and kills people. And then the old man and the old lady wasn't getting taken up, the old man was, and he kicked her off, and he's like, ah! And then all of a sudden,
you gotta do the leaves. Like, yeah. Fuck you, dumb bitch. Oh, shit.
Kicks her off, and then the light leaves him, and then he falls down.
Which was totally stolen from This Is the End or whatever.
Yes.
Which was a horrible movie, but I still had to give it credit.
Yes.
I hated that movie. So bad.
Why'd you hate it so much?
Dude, it was not another teen movie, but if made by very, very much adult stoneheads, potheads.
But not another teen movie was good.
But it was only good because it was just like topical for kids. This is now like 40-year-olds being like, we're going to make not another teen movie.
Very true. I still like watching none.
You're a giant kid.
I mean,
plus,
come on.
Plus, again, it's less awkward when it's just like we're all acting like idiots and we're in like our 20s or whatever than like, hey, we're all in our 40s and we're just a bunch of dicks.
Yes. I will say that one of my fantasy football league's team names is the North Compton Wildcats.
Gross. Isn't that with Chris Evans? Wasn't he in that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Chris Evans is in that. Yeah, he played the the Freddie Prinze Jr. character.
That's right.
In that.
And he had like a banana up his butt or something like that.
Something like that, yeah.
I don't remember. It's been so long, but that's emboldened in my mind.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, he did have the banana because he had the whipped cream bikini.
Yes.
And and the it was the banana split. Oh, I forgot about that part.
That was making fun of Friday Night Lights. Is that what it was making fun of?
No, that part was Varsity Blues.
Varsity Blues.
Mixed with She's All That.
Well, She's All That was like his overall theme.
Yeah. But yes. Okay, anywho. All right, so I guess we're on to me now.
Podcast.
90s movie trivia podcast.
Oh, man. So we had my anniversary this week, so I didn't get a whole lot of video game playing in.
Mazel tov.
Thank you. My 10-year anniversary. 10-year wedding.
Damn.
We'll be 12 years together in September, like end of September.
Old balls.
Old, super old balls.
Old wrinkly balls.
Old wrinkly balls. Did play a little bit more of Just Shapes and Beats, nice. Obviously.
Eurobeat intensifies.
Eurobeat intensifies. Ronan and I did beat Captain Toad.
Mm.
So I got to basically sit there and help him whenever it got like super intense, but just kind of like let him know like, okay, rotate the screen. Okay, and just kind of walking through, which was good. He really liked it, and he liked playing it a lot.
How long would you say this game was? That doesn't seem very long.
The first arc, so it's like you beat the game as Captain Toad, and then they basically redo it with new levels and your Toadette trying to rescue Captain Toad. So, but it took only about 3 or 4 hours.
So, just either like, you didn't beat shit.
I didn't say I beat it the last time. I said I played it.
No, you said you beat it with Ronan.
Ronan and I beat it. This weekend, yes.
It took you 3 or 4 hours to beat the game.
Yeah, it's not super long. It's like crap, what's the Monument Valley? It's like it's just a series of puzzles that you go through and you can beat it in a few hours.
Meh.
But it was good.
It might have been more than
a few hours because we played it when we got home from the resort and then like that until we went to a movie and then after the movie, so it was a while.
I like the game. I like the style, like from playing it on the Wii U back in the day.
Four years ago,
you know.
3 years ago.
Toss back. Throwback Thursday. Wii U. You can still buy it in stores. Anyway, I did enjoy it then, but hearing that it's kind of that short is a little bit discerning.
Well, there's a whole section, so they added on at least another section of the game.
So you didn't beat it.
We beat the main portion. So we beat the part that originally came out on the Wii U, and then he's almost done with the second part.
This sounds like that you beat it, just like you beat it when Sam Marston dies in Red Dead Redemption, and then you didn't continue playing as his son. You're just like, nope, I'm done.
So,
like, that was obviously
like
the end
a booze
of the game.
Beat?
Yeah, like a booze beat.
No. we beat the main ones, we got credits, and then it's like, it's kind of like Nier, but, you know, 3 to 4 hours instead of, you know, like, 20 hours and then more.
That would be dope if it was like Nier. Like if it just went like totally existential crisis mode. Like you're just like, what is this like child's game I'm talking about? And Toad's just sitting there like crying out on his knees like, what am I? Am I mushroom? Am I man?
Why do I even need to collect these damn stars?
What are they fucking for?
Why am I grabbing red, green, and gold versions of myself that just randomly sprout out of the ground?
That's what I'm saying. What am I?
Why are there always 3 gems in every area?
Who is God? That'd be amazing. You come out of it like just like better and just like, I don't know what I'm doing with my life anymore. Captain Toad like showed me that there's no point.
Yeah, it's not a long game, but it's also not it's not like a full price game.
Sure,
either. It's only like $30, so yeah. it's not bad, and it's especially if you've got kids, it's a good game to play with kids. If you like doing the puzzles, like if you like Monument Valley and whatnot, then definitely I'd say grab.
Dope.
There was also news this week that came out a few days ago that got me super pumped. It wasn't actually announced until a couple days ago, and it comes out on the 2nd. So this coming Thursday, Salt and Sanctuary is coming to the Switch.
Yeah, dope. That makes sense. Nice. I mean, it was a good...
Yeah. I'm going to buy it again. I'm going to play it again.
Hollow Knight.
I'm going to buy Salt and Sanctuary and beat it again. For those of you that don't know, Salt and Sanctuary was my number one Metroidvania game. Of all time.
Was it number one?
Number one. For me, baby. Number one. Eat a dick.
I remember complaining about it.
Yes, you complained about it because you said that it was more of a Souls game. And I'm like, no, it's a Metroidvania game with very much a very Souls intensity.
Yeah, I didn't play as far. So.
Yeah. It does meet all the requirements of a Metroidvania game. You have to get specific skills in order to move on to specific areas. You can't just go straight to the end of the game or anything like that for it. You have to unlock things as you...
Hollow Knight.
Did yes. you see the Castlevania 2?
Why don't you get
two
Hollow
trailer?
Knight?
I will.
Oh, is the new trailer out now?
Yeah.
Yeah, it comes out when? October...
21st, I think?
Yeah, something like that.
Yay!
Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah.
It was supposed to come out, like, they were originally saying it was supposed to be out in July.
I wonder if that means they're going to give us a lot more than just, like, 6 more episodes.
Yeah, I hope so.
I think it's 8.
Hey. It's better than the, three that we got last time?
I think it was 4.
4?
Yeah, 4, yeah.
Because it was originally supposed to be 3 movies.
Yes.
And then they made it into episodes and just did the first 4, so that'd be the first movie, and then they combined season 2 into the next movies.
I hope they keep it going, because it was really well done, and it was really entertaining. So.
Yeah. Also got caught up on My Hero Academia.
Good.
So now I've seen Midoriya with his sweet kick moves.
Yeah, I was kind of like, on that. It's just like, you're still thinking like me. Don't be like me. It's just like, well, how can I not be like All Might?
I can punch with my feet.
I'll punch with my legs. Just like, how is this not going to be the same problem?
Well, because he's got more... So the problem is that he utterly destroyed his arms while trying to control his power. So now, like, they'll just fucking die at almost anything. Whereas his legs... He's only done it like once, He did that when he took off to save what's her name in the test.
All I care about, care about is that he's gonna get some like serious Chun-Li vibes going on here.
That'd be so awesome.
So he needs to be like bounce around saying yatta all the time. Yatta, 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 yatta. I beat him.
No, it's
thick thighs save lives.
And so yeah, they've started getting into their provisional license testing, which I already know who does and does not get their provisional license because I've been reading the manga.
So what the fuck was up with like Midoriya 2.0 that was in like that came up and was just like, hey guys, I'm like super nice and I look the exact same as Midoriya.
Oh, the other guy?
Yeah.
Oh man, that was funny. They're like, really? Looks just like Midoriya.
He's just taller. Good job.
But he's also kind of a dick.
Yeah.
He was only putting on a front.
Yeah, you can tell he's just like totally fake, whatever.
Yeah, it was like Midoriya, but it was all black hair instead of that greenish hair that he has.
I thought he had a greenish tinge to him. Could've sworn.
I think it was just the same style, but then black.
I'm Polymer. That's right. This is my hairstyle now. Fuck you.
And even though I look just like him, everyone's going to say that Midoriya is not cute, but they're all going to say I'm cute.
That's right.
Oh,
hey,
man.
Hey, I look just like Ben Affleck, but a baby.
You mean...
I don't look like Ben Affleck. You white? You Ben Affleck.
You Ben Affleck.
You are white.
Got logic there.
You white? He white?
They white.
Yeah, that's so funny.
Oh,
I didn't even mean to set that up. That was fantastic.
So what you're saying, though, is that you look like Ben Affleck in Dazed and Confused.
Sure.
If you don't remember Ben Affleck when he was in there, he like very much had like some baby pudge still on him. It's like his face was a little round and he was a giant asshole.
But I will take any chance of you being like, yeah, you look like Ben Affleck.
I was just trying to figure out what you were saying. No, I'm not agreeing with it.
I don't at all. Nor do I condone tending to.
Maybe he'll let you play some reindeer games.
Dude. Complain about that as much as you want. If it was any other title, it probably wouldn't have been as bad.
Probably.
I'm just going to put that out there.
So they could have come up with a much better name for it.
Yes. Like shoot Santa Claus in the face. And it would have been like, but there's no Santa in this. And he was like, nobody cares. Ow.
What are you doing, man? Just hitting the microphone and just hand. Getting things all out of whack now.
Well, I'm all flustered from Ben Affleck.
Oh, someone's going to be pressing X tonight when they get home.
Fill that jar.
Ben Affleck.
Oh. Taco flavored kisses for my Ben.
Taco flavored kisses for my Ben.
All right.
This conversation went really bad.
It went really, really south. And on that note, I think it's time for You Were Wrong Because Reasons.
Drew Brees edition. Wait, Macklemore edition. Who are you, Chris? I mean, yes.
Yes.
You are wrong because reasons.
Okay. Oh, man.
I like how this has had like nothing to do with sports or
no.
Crappy beats.
Because none of them beats are crappy and just shapes and beats. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So crappy beats. Anyway. Nice.
All right. So this week we have Captain Belch there. It's top belches. So that one's number five. Okay. Yep. So let's move on to number four.
Did you hear that? Wasn't even my belch. I'm curious.
All right, so we did best in-game items.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, we're digging.
Usable items.
Usable items. We're digging hardcore into this one. But it's, did we set up some ground rules on this, Chris?
I think we do. It had to be a usable item and like consumable kind of deal.
Okay.
Okay, cool. Like, that was my main concern. I was just like, are we talking about like inventory items? Because there's like games where you can just pick up literally fucking anything.
Right.
Just like, I want random coffee cup from Black Mesa. congratulations to me.
All right. So I guess we'll start the same way that we always do. Do you have any honorable mentions for this?
Honorable items.
Yeah, I do, actually.
All right.
What's this fucking item?
This one almost made the list. It's
Bad is the item if it almost made the list? You're like, oh, I feel bad for it.
Well, I mean, it only gives me Half-Life.
It's kind of cheating a little bit. It's Excalibur from Project 1v1.
You know what? That's dope. I will 100% agree with that. That is a lot of fun. Like, Project 1v1, obviously nobody's played this except for
Yeah,
very
I'm like
few.
I'm like, that is cheating considering that we played like an alpha of that game.
Yeah. But when you got that shit, it was dope.
Yeah, the Excalibur.
Yeah, so
was
Excalibur
cool.
Was Excalibur, but you had to put it down and then you had to defend it for a certain amount of time. And then you just fucking rape people with it.
Pound town.
But you can only use it for like what, 60 seconds or something like that?
Something like that. But
yeah, it
was,
goes away. You can only use it once per match.
And it was in essence the energy sword from Halo.
Yeah, and if you didn't defend it properly, you just lost it.
Yeah.
So you got to play the card the one time, and then if you fucked it up, then you're done. Nice.
I like that. That was a lot of fun. That was good. I like 1v1, man. I hope to hear more about that. Anyway,
all right. Any other honorable mentions, Chris?
No.
All right. Well, then I guess without further ado, that puts us to number five.
Teleportation scrolls, because those things are pretty badass, and fuck walking 30 minutes back to town with a full inventory.
Yeah, we need a specific game that this was in that you really, really liked.
Let's go with Diablo 2.
Okay. All right. All right, yeah, portal scrolls were very important in Diablo 2, because my inventory is fucking full, and I'm pissed, and I want this Skimtar right now. So yeah, it was very important.
Yep. This what?
Skimtar.
Skimtar.
Skimtar. I don't call them scimitars or
it's
whatever.
A scimitar
you
want. One.
Nope.
And is this another topical ointment?
Nope.
Skimtar.
Skimtar. Because you're skimming them to tar.
Oh my god.
Love them.
Oh my god.
Love them. Yes. Teleportation scrolls. Period. Good call. Diablo 2 specifically.
We'll
I can get behind that.
We'll have to figure out if they should have been higher up on this list, though, because that's they're pretty like needed.
That's necessary. Yes. That is necessary. Yeah. You left without that, you better have someone that knows the magic.
Yep. All right. Number four.
Four.
Phoenix Down.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Okay.
So, because you could revive your character, or you can use it as attack against undead.
Yes. Ooh, and these are from normally
Final Fantasy.
Yeah, there we go.
But which one specifically is your favorite Phoenix?
Well, it'd have to be one that has a lot of undead in it, because that's actually one of the cool things about the Phoenix Down.
I mean, part of the rules for this is that you can't just say in general, right?
Yeah. No, I can say in general.
No,
no
you
can't. You
can't. You have to pick a game. Which
one? Which one?
Which one?
Which one? Which one?
Which one?
Which one?
Which one? Which one?
15?
No. 15?
15? It's the one I remember the most because I played it last.
Did you even have to use
15
a Phoenix
had 15.
Down?
No, you used it on Undead.
I never used a Phoenix Down in 15.
I did, but that's because I randomly went onto that that giant laser grid shooting boss 20 levels before I should have. And I used a whole bunch of them. Beat him, but used a fuck ton of items trying to beat him.
Jeez, I don't remember. That's so pathetic that I can remember like the minute details of almost every other Final Fantasy game except for 15. And all I remember of 15 is driving that fucking god.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you beat 15?
I did. I platinumed it.
Wow. And you don't remember? You don't remember like the giant laser grid robot that
Now you talk about it, I remember it, or the bases and stuff like that. And I can remember the fucking grind of the Adamantos or whatever.
Yes, that's right. You did do that, and the platforming dungeon that you had to go
where you
into.
Get the cloak or whatever the hoodie.
The platforming dungeon on the least platforming friendly like mechanical game that there is.
It's such a disappointing game. The more I think about it, like I think I wrote the review on it.
Yes.
I was very positive on it just because, you know, it was fun while it was. But now looking back on it, it's just like, man, in the grand scheme of Final Fantasy titles,
Are you sure that it's not being painted in a darker shade just given all of the cross promotion that's gone into it over the time period?
No, I bitched about that already.
I know, but I'm saying, like,
I remember
bitching
about it more than anything
else.
No, I think what it really is for me is that, like, I've talked about this before, is that storyline is so important to me in a lot of stuff for gaming. And for a series where storyline is the most important thing, they really kind of fucked it up.
Well, and I think that the big thing is that there is storyline, but you don't really like Noctis, and you don't care anything about the chick.
And they take a huge amount of liberties with it, man. Huge amount of liberties.
Okay. Well, anyways.
Anyway, yeah. This is, well, you're wrong for fun of reasons, not because, not
yeah.
bitch.
Yep. Not bitch about the games that the items are in.
Yeah.
Jason's
complaint quarters later on.
Number three.
Rare candy from Pokemon.
Rare candy.
Nice.
If we're going with specific, I'll go with Pokemon Blue. Because cool. Obviously you can level up your Pokemon, and you can also revive a down Pokemon with it.
So basically steroids.
Yep.
Or adrenaline. Adrenaline.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, stabbing in the heart with candy.
Which to
What'd
a
you
kid
do?
Is
well,
like
I
adrenaline.
Took this candy. I gave him a shot of candy straight to the heart through the breastplate.
What is that? A gobstopper? What are you gonna do with that? Live, damn it!
Pikachu.
Chew on this.
All right. Number two.
Primeval Brew from Final Fantasy 11, where for 3 minutes you basically go god mode.
Oh my gosh.
I didn't play 11 enough to get this.
Oh my gosh, that is some, like, because that wasn't like just normal. You couldn't just, I'm trying to think of, like, there's a way to get that stuff.
How
wow.
did you have to get it, Chris?
I can't remember.
Silence,
I remember
no
either.
Idea, yeah.
Doesn't remember
wow.
either.
Wow. No, I remember, I haven't wanted to play Zodiac Age yet, and this may have just convinced me to look into that.
Oh yeah?
Because I remember there was something kind of cool with that. That was a good title.
No, he said 11, 12. Zodiac Age was 12. He's talking about the MMO.
Oh. No.
Yeah.
MMO was
11 and then 14.
I thought MMO was 12.
MMO was 11. 12 was a single player MMO. Like the game played like an MMO, but it was all offline.
You had
Sky Pirates and whatnot. Yeah, that's 12.
Ball Fear.
Yeah. It was 12.
That was 12?
It was 12.
Jeez, I'm getting them all mixed up now.
Yeah, you are. That's signs that you have too many installments of a game.
Yeah, right. I was totally thinking 12.
All right.
11, though. You
11
and I
was
played
the
shit out
of it. Yeah, but I didn't play it long enough for any of
Chris, I didn't know you played that.
A little bit. I dabbled.
Probably later on, because I played it. We did the alpha or the beta, and then we played for a couple months after it first came out. But I just got sick of playing.
I enjoyed the crap out of it. I think we did MMO wrong because reasons. So
yeah.
I talk about
and
this
it was
one a lot.
Of them.
Yeah.
Yep.
I loved the crap out of that one. But I don't. Jesus, I am getting it all. I need to stop drinking this beer.
You're old.
This delicious, delicious beer. Mm.
you're getting old, dude. Mm-hmm. All right. That brings us to number one.
Number one is pre-war bullets from Metro.
I was going to say this is going to have to be a Metro one.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was thinking of saying, like, okay, so what's your Metro item?
Yeah, I was about to be like, it's definitely going to be gas mask.
So it was between this or, like, the little canister for your gas mask.
Yeah.
But I'm going with the pre-war ammo because it's your currency and it's also stronger bullets that you could use in your guns. So you got to kind of conserve it.
Yeah, which is one of the cooler parts of Metro.
Yeah.
It's that, like, hey, you can either, like, survive really well. Or you can buy some better gear.
To survive really well.
Yeah.
So it's a survive really well now or survive really well in the future.
Exactly. Or when shit hits the fan.
Yeah.
But yeah, really cool.
I will say I like that mechanic.
Metro has a lot of great, the zero HUD, the whole everything has a purpose thing of what post-apocalyptic would be.
Yeah.
Really cool.
But it would be kind of like Fallout if, you know, there was something else to do with the bottle caps.
If it wasn't Fallout.
All right, so I do think that number five actually should probably be like two or number three on there.
Yeah, I'm thinking Phoenix Down should have been much higher, along with the teleportation scroll.
Well, the Phoenix Down, okay, so you say that, but realistically, most of the time, it's not used anywhere near, like, the latter half of the game.
Very good point. Yeah.
And the teleportation scroll, all the time.
All you need that whether you're level 1 or level 99, doesn't matter. Yeah, you're using a teleportation scroll. Good point. I like that.
I would say Phoenix down to number 5. Still good. Still definitely something that needs to be on there, but I would definitely put teleportation scrolls up.
I don't know. Based on what you just said, I would even put Phoenix down as an awful mention, just because you're right. You know.
Well, then what would you put in?
See,
there you go. You got to give an answer.
I know. Well,
right then, hey, let's put on like, okay, health potion, mana potion, stamina potion. There's three.
I mean, you got all kinds of things that you can use fucking everywhere. Like, why not some fat-ass herb, man? We were talking about this earlier.
Yeah, we were talking about the herb.
Like, they got
I actually tried to redo my list, but it was a little too late.
Yeah, I got Resident Evil herbs. Like, the herbs
all
were,
the herb.
Yeah,
the
or any item in that
top,
fucking
top five
game.
Herbs.
But really, like, the herb, I think, was the big one because it was so... It could be used in so many different ways, and you could then combine them to make different ones in different ways.
As fun as the herb was for that reason, I would even stress to say that the first aid spray was better, only because obviously it's a full heal, but when you got one of those, that was fucking gold.
Yes, when you got like a giant can of Bactine.
Yeah. I'm just going to spray the zombie infection with just some like... Straight
Bactine.
Up, yeah.
I'm gonna use Bactine, which I use to make no more ouch on skinned knees. And boom, everything's better.
This rabid zombie dog. Bye bye. I'm good now. Or ammo, like for that case in point for Resident Evil. Like, I mean, when I was thinking about items, I was just thinking about what games use items like hardcore. And I was like, all right, so you got to think of like inventory management style games. That's why I like Diablos a lot. Resident Evil was just 99% of it. I mean, every single game had a lot of the inventory ideas that you had to get through.
But I will say though that, so you say ammo, I wouldn't have allowed then like singling out the Metro ammo and that, so I would take the Metro
over,
pre-war ammo
sure.
Over adding ammo into the list.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Mm-hmm. I'm down for that because the Metro ammo. Because
you'd be like ammo and then Metro ammo. You're like, really? Yeah.
what a fucking random ass list. Ammo is important, right?
Which is I mean, obvious. When you came up with the idea, it was like, you should just do ammo.
I know, right?
Yeah.
All the different types.
Well, that's the same thing that we sat it. There. We did, like, best weapon. We're like, well, obviously it's going to be the BFG. Whichever version. The BFG from the newer ones. The BFG 9000 from the older ones. The BFG 10,000 from Doom 2. Like, any one of those was going to be it. Like, we just knew that. So, ammo in some form was obviously going to make it onto this list.
Yeah. I mean, you can really go, in, like, hardcore on, like, be like, the book. One of the books from Myst or something like that. Like, it's just like... Yeah, you're not getting far without one of those.
Yeah, but you'd have to give me a hard reason as to why one book was better than another.
I know, and that's a hard call to make, isn't it? You go with the asshole brother or you go with the just brother? Yeah.
Yep.
Asshole brother just wants things fixed, or the just brother is just like, this is wrong.
Yeah.
Self-sacrifice. Hardcore calls to make.
Hardcore calls
to make. What was that, 96?
It's light that I played and I can't figure out what it is.
They're probably like, what are these fuckers talking about?
There's a bunch of these jackasses just sitting in that room.
Talking into
a
box.
I can hear them yelling. Yeah, talking into a box.
Talking about mayo and pressing X.
Filling a jar, whatever
what
that
means. Putting in that jar?
All right, so that is a very solid list, Chris. I give you props. Mad props, especially for the deep reach from Final Fantasy XI.
Yeah, yes. I can't even place it. That is great. I'm going to have to look that up. Because, yeah, I totally thought it was something else.
Yeah, I definitely had to do some research on this list.
I did. No, that was good. I enjoyed it. Especially for how, like, a random-ass, like, call-out that was. Item. Fuck.
Yeah.
I would probably have still been talking about honorable mentions if it was, like, mine. To call. Like, I'd be like, in order to mention number 50.
You only
50
get two.
Is, oh, we have two? We have a two
you
limit
only
now?
Only get two. We've put a two limit on for a while because if you get three, then you might as well have just fucking not done the list.
I know. I ramble like fuck ton. So, yeah, good call. Good call on your items. I'm glad that it wasn't like superpower star mushroom.
Hey, the superpower star is pretty dope.
Yeah, but it's not. Technically, is it usable? Because you're not using it, you get it.
True. You never actually...
Although in Mario 3, you can inventory.
Yeah, you
inventory.
Could hold it.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
You could inventory it. So, yes.
Mm.
Yes.
Mm. In which case, P-Power and
Yeah, I was going to say the...
Tita, ta, ti, toke, ti, ta, p, Patoki.
Tanuki?
There it is.
I'm like, where are we going with this? You're talking about the Tanuki costume?
Yes, I was.
The raccoon, like whatever the hell you want to call it. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, the Tanuki costume was dope. It's like raccoon bear.
Yeah.
Like mythological raccoon bear that they have in Japanese culture. That's like the one thing. It's like they threw that into the game and it's like nobody outside of Japan understands anything that's going on and they won't understand it for another 10 years. But it's okay. But the feather,
yeah. With,
or the super cape.
Yeah, cape. So you get the cape.
Yeah.
Well, then you can go with like the pea power. Mm-hmm. I just want to fly forever type
thing. Yeah, I don't know.
So many items. I'm still going to stick with my coffee mug. I think that's the number one.
I thought for sure that it was going to be like typewriter.
Yeah, receiving.
Like if you're going to pull out something from Resident Evil, it's not going to be ammo. It's going to be the typewriter tape. Because you motherfucking needed to save in Resident Evil 2.
Unfortunately, not in the new ones anymore.
No, not at all.
Or the gnome from, I don't know why I'm stuck on Half-Life right now, but there's a gnome in episode 2, Half-Life 2, episode 2, where if you bring it from the beginning of the game, 2. Yeah, if you bring it from the beginning of the game to the end, you get a special achievement for that and throw it and all that good stuff like that. I don't know why anyone in their right mind would do this, but you can.
You did it.
I did not.
Yeah, you did.
No, I did not.
Wait, so you're supposed to carry the gnome?
Yes, you carry the gnome. It doesn't go in your inventory. You literally have to carry it. So then
through.
You drop it, shoot a bunch of people, go back, pick up your gnome, continue with your game.
Jesus. Yes,
dead serious. This is a full-on, legit part of this game that they put into it.
What the fuck?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
And you didn't do it?
I did not do it.
He did not do it. There's something that even Jason wouldn't do.
You know, there's the limits of my... It's the chore. I don't like gaming as a chore.
Yeah, and you do.
No, I don't. That's why I did not do Assassin's Creed 3 very well. I got like halfway through that like first half, like so a quarter of the way through the game. I was just like, Jesus Christ, I'm doing like the same five things over and over again. This is not fun.
That's how all Assassin's Creed games are.
You know what? Origins did a great job, even though, yes, you are. Like you have like the, hey, you have to do this thing or protect this spot or go to this place. They did a great job incorporating story and making it so it didn't feel the exact same. And that's what's important. Because, yeah, okay, if I have to get to an area and find three things, I get that. But if you have to, like, give me a reason why I have to avoid something and, like, figure out a puzzle to find stuff, great. Assassin's Creed 3 was just like, hey, here's this area. Find them. They're around. You'll find them.
Somewhere.
Don't leave the area. Oh, boy, you missed one.
Oh, shit.
You better fast travel back here. Just like, God damn it, this is boring.
Who wants to ride a horse?
Yeah. Oh, you got a boat. Okay, we'll save this game for a little bit longer.
Oh, dear God. All right. On that note, I think
we're about done. Yeah.
I think we're about done for the week. Done making people listen to us. So you can find us, as always, on Facebook, ibeatatfirst.com, and then everything else. Any other social media platform that you can think of.
Twitter.
Except for Grindr.
Instagram. Grindr.
Okay, apparently Grindr now. I beat
Tumblr.
It first.
I beat it first.
I beat it first. I beat it first.com or ibiff.co. All right. Thanks a lot, everybody. It was great getting back into the swing of things. And thanks a lot, Chris, for your you are wrong because reasons. It was a good list.
Yeah, keep tuned for more information on Game On Expo.
Yeah, Game On Expo is 9 p.m. on the 11th.
Mm.
So here in Phoenix, if you are at the Phoenix Convention Center and you want to see and listen to three assholes talk shit and hate each other for an hour or so, then definitely come on in and do it. We do have our guest lined up, right, Chris?
We do.
And he is?
Smolder Cosplay.
Yeah.
So if you want to be vastly disappointed in how we look, come on by and
see us in comparison to a guy that's actually like dressed up in like a full on costume and everything.
Shit, he's gonna be like good looking and like
set to
part.
Oh yeah, yeah, he's gonna be like fully set. So yeah, if you want to see that, definitely. And then we will keep you guys updated with the BotanCon. All right, thanks a lot, everybody.
Stupid. Don't forget that on
the
don't even cut it, like just like go, don't even like preface it, just like go right into it.
Testy testies.
Boobies, shouts Drew Brees, while shooting bees in the bee store. Bees, bro. Damn it.
No.
I called it bee store. I called it bee store. I was calling it
the
first.
Bee store's name is Bees Bro.
I am the owner and operator of Bees Bro. I know this.